All right, City Council meeting for Tuesday, February 6, 2024 is called order. Invocation, Pastor Jared Jones, Central Church, Orange Beach, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance. Pastor, thank you. Thank you.
Thank y'all. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for the blessings that you have poured out. Thank you for this council, Lord, for the wisdom that you've given them. Thank you for the investment that they make into our families, Lord, and into this community. Father, I pray, continue to give them wisdom, Lord, that our children's children would be blessed by this community and the things that are going on here. Let your name be upon our tongues and our thoughts. Lord, let the things that divide us be covered with love, grace, and forgiveness. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Call the roll, please. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate it.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell could not be here today. Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenan?
Here. Considering tonight's agenda,
move to approve the agenda as written.
Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Considering previous minutes, work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, work session, 1-9-24 and 1-2-24. No objections or any minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Announcements?
Two. One, Ms. Annette Mitchell is not here tonight. She has some stuff done in her eye and she's resting today, so she sends her regrets. The other is we got a plaque the other day. I went and welcomed the Alabama Parks and Recs Association, and they were very grateful that the city of Orange Beach hosts them and helps them in many ways throughout the year with meeting spaces and just welcoming them, and they sent us a plaque for the whole city. So it was very nice.
Jeff, thank you for attending that Sunday.
Yep. Yes. Thank you, sir. Anybody else?
Fort Hanley, City Administrator. I just want to give a shout out to our Public Works Department who put out the palm trees. Obviously, very high traffic area. And we had Jesse Hollingsworth, Ronald Martin, Willem Carlisle, Zach Sadowski, Paul Walker, Matthew Smith, Robert Byrd, Ethan Abbott, Jeff Adams, Paul Lanier, Derek Clark, and Amy Schatzow. So we've gotten a lot of compliments from that online and just wanted to give them a shout out for their hard work, and it looks great.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So I want to answer a few questions about the palm trees that were online. Number one, they won't get much taller, so they won't hit the power line that crosses. Number two, they're the perfect size root ball to flourish in the median. Let's see, what else was there? We did not entertain any, we know they're not native, but I'm a native and I like them. But we're not doing oak trees because they aren't very attractive in the off season. Cold weather, and we have to deal with the leaves everywhere. So that was not a possibility. They will be uplit and look very nice at night. And I think that's the only ones I remember. But if anybody in Facebook land has a question, they can send it in to me. So. But hopefully everybody will be proud of it when we finish.
What's the population of Facebook land?
It's like infinity cubed. I mean, I think everybody out there's got like 10 pages that they use or rotate. Auditing of accounts. Who's going to do that this week?
Go ahead, Jerry.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion
abstain.
Carries. All right, Woody, where you at, buddy? You got a proclamation. I'll let you read it. So you handle it and take care of it for us.
Woody Speed, Environmental Specialist. It's that time of year again. It's Arbor Day, February 17th. 8 a.m. in front of community development. We'll be giving a lot of trees away.
Yes.
We have lots and lots of trees and more varieties.
More varieties.
Different stuff this year than we have had in the past.
So, and it's right next door, so everyone come get your tree.
Mm-hmm. Must be a resident.
Yes, you need to be a resident of Orange Beach.
So the proclamation, whereas the city council, and the citizens of the city of Orange Beach recognize the significance of the planting of trees in the city of Orange Beach, and whereas the history of our city, indeed the very name of our city, is associated with the orange tree, and whereas we in Orange Beach, Alabama, recognize that National Arbor Day Foundation helps to promote the planting of trees in Orange Beach. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and the mayor that February 17th, 2024 is Arbor Day in the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
Thank you, Woody.
Thank you, Woody.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, Jeff.
One more announcement. Aiden, would you stand up for me, please, sir? Just want to recognize you. Mm-hmm. You're with Coastal Leadership, correct? And he is here tonight on getting hours, on community hours. You want to say a little bit about what you do with Coastal Leadership?
Well, we just really go around the city, go see what there is to help out in the city.
Well, we're glad to have you. If you have any questions, call one of us. Thanks for being here.
And Aiden, like I said earlier, we do have an empty seat up here if you want to really get
the view is different, Aiden. The view.
Aiden Smith, thank you, buddy.
Thank you for being here.
Well, let me think about that one. Okay. I'm not sure yet. Okay. Thank you, Aiden. Moving to resolutions. Resolution awarding the bid for the Sportsplex Turf Maintenance Services, Limitless Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
If we can get somebody, all right, guys. All in favor? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the proposal for glamping, concessionaire to Timberline Glamping Company.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to miscellaneous under new business. Approval of retail beer, on and off premise, retail table wine, on and off premise, Eleanor Food Service, China Dragon, Perdido Beach Boulevard.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of special events, retail liquor license application, Wharf Restaurant Group, Black and White Night, March 15th through 16th, Wharf Parkway West.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion?
They did say Black and White Night has color this year.
Yeah, splash.
A splash of color.
It does.
What's a splash? That caught me off guard when he said a splash.
I know.
I can see the splash. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing purchase of a video surveillance system, Recreation Center, Spec Excellence, $34,856.48.
Move to approve the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing purchase of 8 treadmills for Dalton Fitness Center, $55,986.66.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing purchase 5 elliptical trainers, $31,913.85.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of Amendment 4, Sub-Award Grant Agreement, Alabama Department of Conservation, Natural Resources for the Restore Act-funded North Sewer Force Main Upgrade.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of contract, law enforcement services of Baldwin County.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing to purchase 3 vehicles, $118,407 for Public Works.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution to accept a negotiated price, 2 vehicles, Public Works, Sandy Sansing, $87,124.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a message board for the police department through the buy board purchasing cooperative by All Traffic Solutions, $37,154.36.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of use agreement, Mystics of Pleasure, joint use of Mardi Gras floats.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a performance contract, Severance Security Service Public Safety Training Initiative.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing qualified political candidates to utilize the Orange Beach Event Center at the Wharf and the Orange Beach Community Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the use of Senior Center to support the Orange Beach Garden Club's 36th Annual Game Day and Salad Luncheon event.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appointing new members, reappointing existing members, Legislative Review Committee.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for two UTVs, Fire Department, to Gulf Shores Power, $47,920.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, entertain a motion to reschedule public hearing on Bama Bayou Plan Unit Development.
Move to reschedule public hearing and first reading to February 20th, 2024.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, public hearing for the wharf was canceled and withdrawn. Public hearing for an ordinance to amend ordinance number 172, Beach Village PUD, food trucks was withdrawn. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. We adjourn, and now we'll call committee the whole meeting to order. Tuesday, February 6, 2024. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell is absent. Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. I'll read them quickly, and we'll come back to anything y'all have questions on, if that's okay. Resolution authorizing execution license agreement, Orange Beach City Board of Education, athletic facilities, parking lots, gymnasiums. Resolution authorizing use of city staff equipment facilities by the Orange Beach City Board of Education, Orange Beach High School Sailing Club, 2023-24 school year. Resolution awarding the bid for Beaver Creek sidewalk repairs. Resolution awarding the bid for surveying equipment. Resolution awarding bid vehicle for community development department. Resolution awarding bid for vehicles police department. Resolution authorizing execution professional services agreement, Edward Terry. That's like 12 syllables. There's no way I can pronounce that. So we're going to call him Steph. Edward Terry Steph for soccer coaches. Resolution adopting a title. All right, the V is a five, right? So that's six. Civil rights policy and compliance with Department of Homeland Security and FEMA regulations for acceptance, grants, and other funding. Resolution authorizing the purchase of lighting for softball fields, Sportsplex, Sourcewell, Musco Sports Lighting, $169,900. Resolution authorizing the purchase of video surveillance equipment. Finance Department, state bid, Vision Security Technologies, $26,303.54. Resolution authorized purchase of video surveillance system, Coastal Arts Center, state bid, $45,210.48. Resolution authorizing purchase of vehicle, police department through Sourcewell, $69,309. Moving to ordinances, ordinance amending Chapter 78, Code of Ordinances entitled Commercial Vessels, ordinance amending Chapter 50 to modify the business license rate schedule for commercial vessels. Any questions on any of that?
Mayor, I've got Someone texted me about the dog park. People are worried about all the surveying and about the adjacent property next door and the flags, and that is because Auburn is doing some surveying for their research facility that's going to be in that area. And if we do have to move the dog park at some point in the future, we already have a place for it to go, so people don't need to be upset. We're not doing anything to the dogs.
And it could be there for another 10 years. You just never know.
Yeah.
True.
I don't think there's an issue. But like I said, we have a new home for them if we do. If that dog park's on the most expensive piece of property, it's a lucky dog.
Yeah. They are lucky dogs.
It's a good time.
Dave, you're very lucky that you came tonight. Because your hour could have been 2.5 hours on other nights.
Yeah.
And it's 18 minutes.
18 minutes.
I just want to remind everybody, Mardi Gras parades start Saturday. Roads will, for the Beach Boulevard will be closed, and Canal Road will, or 161 will back up. So watch out for traffic. Marshall's parade is 5:30 on Saturday. Mystics to follow at 6 p.m. on Saturday. The Wharf has their Kid and Pet parade at 4 p.m. on Monday, and the Float parade at 6 p.m. on Monday. And then, of course, the city's Fat Tuesday parade is 2 p.m. on Tuesday, February 13th.
The sun will shine for sure Tuesday.
The sun will shine for sure Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Can't promise you Saturday.
So, Angela, I would like to say kudos to you and the entire staff at the event center. Last week was a very, very busy week. Mm-hmm. A lot of switching the event center every night for something the next day, and all of you did a wonderful job, and you did it with such a great attitude, as well as everyone that works there. So please tell them we appreciate it.
Yes.
Great staff.
Yes. Very professional.
So the Saturday night parade is all smooth and everything's good?
Everything's
Hatfields
good.
And McCoys are happy?
Hatfields and McCoys.
Okay. Yes. We're good.
They followed all the procedures of the best.
Great. Yes, ma'am.
I would like to address the council if I may.
Sure.
I also have information for each of you. I know some of our council members are out.
Sure. If you'll hand those to me, I'll give them out.
Yes, ma'am. Cindy. A presentation for each of you that goes along with this. If y'all will pass them out.
Okay.
Spoken in front of a bunch of people before so y'all have to forgive me.
We've never had our names all
I'm Jeff Silvers, thank you.
Yeah.
Is that your name?
I'm glad you're all acquainted with each other.
Depends if it's got a bill in it. I don't want it all.
So let me take a minute to introduce myself. My name is Sherry Schlayer, and I work for the City of Orange Beach for what will be 7 years in April of this year. I wish to address the council in the matter of Andy Andrews' program recently presented, and other matters if it pleases the council. There were speakers at the presentation at the Wharf Event Center about this program, Mr. Boyd, Mr. Kennan, and a few others. I believe in this program and what it intends to achieve in this city. And the residents and just all of us together, I completely support this program and the possibilities that it presents, not only between us as employees, but with the residents as well and all of the different departments within the city. It has such mass potential. But some of the hindrances of this may be the fact of cooperation and work between different departments and the liaisons between yourself, the council, and the city. There is much to be accomplished, and I do agree with Andy Andrews on many of his points that were expressed and in many of his books. And I think the council feels the same way, or they wouldn't have endorsed this program. But with that being said, myself as a buggy rider, and that is my job in the city and refuse, in being in our community and working with the residents and being a servant and a caregiver to our residents, that personalization is so important to take 5 minutes of your time, whether it's seeing somebody cutting their grass or if they need groceries. Mm-hmm. I know we can't always extend that because there are many jobs to be done, whether it be the police department, the fire department, or public works. But that investment in the city from the employees, whether we live here or not, I personally have family that lives here, and some of them even own businesses in the area. But it's more than just that, it's the personability of it. And they express that gratitude in so many different ways. But I just wanted to take a minute and tell you thank you for adopting that, and I do appreciate all that you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're very grateful.
Thank you.
Now, are you ready for this? Come back down.
Yes, sir.
Whether you drive the buggy or whatever you do, thank you so much for what you do.
And it's that.
And it is very noticeable.
Exactly.
Very noticeable. And thank you so much. And thank you. This means a lot.
But with that being said, that and what you see, in case there is any question whatsoever, there are so many different areas for improvement, and there always will be.
Yes.
But to bring to light of all the departments in lieu of working together and accomplishing that goal for our residents and our families are so important.
That's true.
And that is all meant in positivity, not only in lieu of the employees and its supervisors and heads and the heads of the council, for all of us to work together and not to overlook anything. And none of that is meant in negativity, by the way.
Right.
Thank you so much.
We get it. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Courtney with EcoClean Marine, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We pick up trash along the Gulf Coast from Fort Morgan, Alabama, all the way to Panama City, Florida. And I just want to announce that we're having a trash pickup, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, February 17th, in Orange Beach at Oso, starting at 8:45. We'll pick up trash for 1 hour, and we'll be giving away some really cool raffle prizes. And I just want to personally invite you guys and everyone here.
Well, thank you very much. Absolutely. I'll be giving out trees
that
day.
I didn't realize that landed on the same day.
But we will certainly let everyone else know. You come get your trees and then go pick up trash.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes.
Do you want them in boats?
It is, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You want them in boats?
We can, if you guys want to show up, we have people on boats. We have people on land. If you want to show up in your golf carts, that's cool too. We just want them all.
Tell them they all get free trees after they.
Yeah.
After they go.
If you want them to pick up more, you better say free.
What time is the tree thing? What time are you guys doing the tree thing?
We usually start at 8. And the trees are usually gone by 11 or 12.
Okay, nice to know.
So.
Okay, we won't have it on the same day next year, but thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Nicole's right there. I'm supposed to clean up.
Have some trash
bags. Yeah. Okay, well, if there's no other comments, we will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank y'all. Any questions for me on Facebook?
Happy Mardi Gras.
Sandy.